Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go outdoors. Steve Carney joins us, stevecarneyoutdoors.com. And Steve, this weather, we go from hot and humid and miserable to the cool side and the stormy side as well.
Good afternoon, Steve. If I sound a little tired, I'm tired from catching fish.
Oh, wow.
It was, what a day. This is the first really nice, beautiful day with no wind and warmth in I don't know how long. But it was a really good morning on the water. I had a group from Moorhead, Minnesota, and we were fishing on a lake, the Cormorant Lake chain up by Detroit Lakes. And they bought a cabin on this lake, and they said, hey, would you come up here and take us out and teach us how to fish our lake? And I said, well, we're going to have some low expectations because I don't know the lake. I don't have any intelligence at all. So I started from scratch, and it was just an awesome day. It was just an act of God. It just doesn't happen like this very often. And we got out on the first spot, and I was just kind of feeling my way around and started catching these huge bluegills, which is a pretty rare fish. You don't see many lakes that have really big bluegills. They're really hard to find. So we're catching these beautiful one-pound bluegills. Boom, boom, boom. Wow. It was just awesome. And I said, you know, it's really important that we don't take a whole lot of fish like this because bluegills are, you know, they're few and far between when they're large. You really don't want to take a lot of the big ones. So we took like 15 for four guys and just kept it at that. And we released everything else. And that was cool. We just didn't want to, you know, decimate the population. So we just took enough of those guys to have dinner. And then we went to the North Shoreline and got on an area. And this is one of the things I do at this time of the year. I look for shorelines that have super fast break lines, which means it's very deep water close to shore. And again, I'm just feeling my way around because I've never been on this lake before. So I get out in about 14 feet, just the same depth that the bluegills are at, and we're into these big crappies. It was just an awesome morning, and it worked out so well. And like I told these guys, this isn't normal fishing. You know, we don't do this all the time. This is a rarity. So we had a tremendous morning, and I think it's got a lot to do with this weather stabilizing. You know, we had a bunch of storms come through yesterday up in the North Country with hail. That all blew through, and today is just the perfect day. So I think they kind of responded to the nice weather.
Yeah, that is great stuff, and a new body of water. Now, Steve, is this going to be on your regular list now? Are you going to hit this lake again at some point?
Well, unfortunately, it's like an hour and 15 minutes far from my house. Yeah. So, you know, I have so many good opportunities up in this Otter Tail area that I may or may not go back, but I'm just so impressed to get on a lake I've never been on and have quality fish like that, which is, again, big bluegills are very rare, very tough to find, and I'm just really impressed. And it was just, you know, an awesome morning, and these guys haven't fished for like 20 years, so I had to kind of give them a tutorial on what we're doing and get the feel, and they got it after a while, and it's just fun to see, you know, when people finally get it and get the cadence down and start catching fish, and they're so joyful and have so much fun, and they were so grateful. It was just one of those, you know, golden days on the water that you never forget.
Yeah, and it looks like we'll get a couple more good days if people are going to be out and about on Father's Day. It should be another good day on Sunday to be out on the water.
Well, you know, Steve, these water temperatures, like we talked about for a week now, were, you know, 77 about 10 days ago, and then they dropped to 62, and the water temperature today was 64, so it's still on the cool side, which is okay. I don't want it to get, you know, 80. So I think we're in for a stretch this week of really good fishing. I like 70s, and that's going to keep the water temperature in check. Still in that middle 60s, maybe upper, which is perfect. So we're kind of getting really good Memorial Weekend fishing a couple of weeks late, basically. That's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, and it looks like we'll finally jump into the 80s, but no crazy heat as we already moved toward the end of June. It's hard to believe. You know, they say the older you get, the quicker time moves. I can't believe we're already talking about 4th of July weekend.
Well, I think this coolness we have right now with the cool water is going to really give us a good bite into July, instead of kind of, you know, waning and, not doing as well as you get into July, which can be a tough month. I think this is going to really expand the good fishing for a longer period of time because that water temperature is in check, and that's good. I really don't want to see anything, you know, severe, 85, 90, just the 70s are perfect. So as long as it stays 70-ish, I think we're fine probably for the next 3 or 4 weeks. It should be great fishing.
Yeah, and what have you seen as far as weed growth? I would assume, considering it's been relatively cool, that it's behind schedule as well.
You know, Steve, it depends on the lake you're on. A couple of the lakes I've been on this week, I've been on 5 lakes this week, and some of the weed growth is just going crazy in some of these lakes. It's just nuts. But the lake I was on today was very clear water, and the weeds were very depressed and down and not, you know, really as high as you would expect them to be. So it's kind of lake to lake. Some are, you know, weeded up, some are not. It's just, again, the weirdness of this spring and early summer. It's just, this weather is just nuts, and it's making everything different than normal. The fish aren't in the normal spots, and you know, it's just been a tough road here the last month or so.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Kearney joining us, Steve Kearney Outdoors. So what's the plan? Are you going to do anything on Father's Day? I know your kids live out of town, or is it just a phone call tomorrow?
You know, Steve, I'm resting my back from setting the hook, so I'm going to rest tomorrow and watch the U.S. Open, maybe watch the Twins and hang out, and then get back on it Monday.
And then a phone call with the kids, of course.
Oh, yeah. I've already received some beautiful care packages from my
kids.
I can't wait to open them up. So, yep, they're wonderful, wonderful children of mine. They're just incredible, and they always honor me on Father's Day, and I hope most fathers are honored tomorrow. It's a big day.
Yeah, for sure. Well, enjoy your day off, Steve.
Yeah, you too, and I hope your daughter gives you a nice big kiss on Father's Day.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think they're going to buy me an early lunch because I said, you know, if we go somewhere to eat, let's go early so I can catch the leaders teeing off in the U.S. Open. I think I'm going to do the same thing as you. Watch some golf, watch a little baseball, and take it easy.
You know, this U.S. Open is so amazing. The rough is so incredible. The greens are just crazy. I don't know how these guys can get through 18 holes the way they do, because these greens are just insidious.
Yeah, they're gigantic. But like Jonathan and Lo and I were visiting about early, they look huge, but the actual area you can hit is probably about the size of a bedroom. So it's not not easy. It'll be certainly a challenge tomorrow in the final day. I think they'll let things firm up even more. All right, Steve, have a good one. Happy Father's Day. Steve Kearney joining us.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar Smart Reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.